I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to this segment. I'm Buddy Shula, and we are here with one of the great locally owned grocery stores in Western New York, and that is The Market in the Square. Everybody's got to eat, and I suggest if you want to get stuff to eat, whether it's for later or whether it's for now, we'll talk about prepared foods and how easy it is to just walk into The Market in the Square and get something that's already prepared for you, hot and ready for you to go home and eat. Market in the Square has two locations, running Union Road in West Seneca and Division Street in North Tonawanda. Or you can go to the website, Google it at themarketinthesquare.com. We're here with Brian and Nick Kosmierski, and they're the owners of these two local great gems. How does it feel to be an owner? What's it like to be an owner of a grocery store?
Very humbling.
Really? I mean, what
we're very proud of it. We're very proud of what we've accomplished in our two stores. You know, we started out at West Seneca, and then when the opportunity came around, we were able to take over the store in North Tonawanda, so that from Budway's. So we've been operating there now for, believe it or not, it's almost 5 years.
It's over 5 years.
It's over 5 years.
So what has changed in the grocery business and people's attitudes as they grow in a grocery store? What has changed from now to compared to like 10 years ago? What are the biggest changes that have happened in grocery store?
Well, as everybody knows right now, it's inflation definitely is affecting our business, you know. And along with that, you know, the avian flus and things like that that hit egg prices and all that type of thing. The supply chain, the broken supply chain has really affected us. You know, our suppliers can't procure enough stuff to sell to us. So you will see some holes on the shelves, but we try to keep it to the minimum. I mean, we pride ourselves in sourcing anywhere we can get stuff mm-hmm. to keep the shelves full. So we are kind of reinventing how we went to market, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago, because we just, in order to keep the stores full, we have to find different avenues to get the stuff that we need to take care of our customers.
People are really starting to, I think, realize that healthy eating and better eating is just better for them. It's simple as that. And there's a lot of stuff at The Market in the Square that is just the best of everything, the best meat department, the best in terms of ingredients that you use for the bakery, stuff like that. Do you see more people being more cognizant that they should have the better stuff like you have?
Yeah, I mean, I think our business as a whole, you're seeing a shift more towards the perishable departments, and that's kind of where we've found a niche, so to speak. You know, we focus on our meat department, you know, every single day, making sure, you know, there's hand-cut meat in the meat departments, the meat's coming in fresh, they're cutting it fresh, they're wrapping it fresh. You know, we're putting out the best product we possibly can there. From our produce department, we're sourcing as much local as we possibly can, but then we're working through local distributors and brokers to make sure that we're getting, you know, I think right now in most stores we get fresh produce deliveries every day. So
you have your own butcher.
Yep, we have, you know, like I said, they're cutting, hand cutting meat in the store each and every day, steaks, roast, pork chops, tying roast by hand. You know, if you have a question, if you have a special request, you know, we have staff there that can certainly help you. And if we don't have something in store at that point that you want, you know, come holiday time, people like special cuts of meat, you know, yeah. A special, you know, maybe it's not a traditional beef, pork, maybe it's some other type of meat that they enjoy. We might not carry it in store and have it free that day, but give us a call or stop it in store and, you know, we'll do our very best to bring it in store for you.
Do a lot of people go on your website and look at, you know, weekly specials and things like that?
Oh, yeah. That's certainly an avenue that people are checking us out and checking our ad
that's
out.
That's different than, I mean, oh, yeah, many years ago, there was no internet. I mean,
yep.
And you had to look in the paper or you had to, I mean, you know, I think the consumers have really good options right now, but I think this fresh thing and the way that you guys do things from scratch, you know, we've known each other a very long time, and that's what you pride yourself in, the best produce, fresh produce,
a lot of local produce, the meats, the made from scratch bakery, the prepared foods. These are all made from the best ingredients.
Absolutely.
Yep.
We pride ourselves also, like our hot foods department has unique items, like who else makes a breaded pork chop, you know?
Ready to go.
You know, we have meatloaf, which is just continues to grow. People love our meatloaf and stop in, ask when we're going to have meatloaf and why do we have it more than once a week hot, you know, but we do have it cold every day. They can go home and microwave it or whatever. You know, filet of fish, breaded haddock, we sell that day in and day out. We sell prime rib that we cut, refrigerate it. People can take it home, just microwave it, and it's fresh and ready to go.
That's great. We're here with Market in the Square, two locations in North Tonawanda and West Seneca. And we're here with Brian and Nick, as always, for our interviews, because they are the owners of the stores, and they can give the real deal on everything. So, the meat department includes these great steaks, sausages. Another thing about Market in the Square that's pretty unique is the amount of Buffalo products you carry. So the names that we love here in Buffalo.
Right. We have all the mainstays. We have the Weber's Mustard, the Salem Hot Dogs, the Wardinsky Hot Dogs. We just brought on a new item, which is taking off. It's not a Buffalo per se item, but it's an item that caters to the Buffalonian. Boschick products out of, most of them, the grocery type items are manufactured in Poland, imported, and we've pride ourselves, the supermarkets, we're the only supermarket that has a dedicated area for Polish style foods, both grocery and meat and deli.
And Buffalo has a huge Polish population. Yeah. So I think that's cool. You know, any Buffalo product you're looking for, you'll find at the Market in the Square. So football season is here. Everybody's, you know, I think the Bills are going to do great this year. They already are. And, you know, we're talking about making that, you know, tailgate party, making that house party just a little better with the best stuff. And you do that. You cater for football games, right?
Yeah, we have a catering menu available on our website. You can kind of check that out there. It's the pricing's per person, so you can, you know, the more people you have, actually the less it costs per person. So check that out. But, you know, our deli departments and our hot food departments do a great job making fruit trays, vegetable trays, cold cut trays, you know, your kind of those hors d'oeuvre type platters. But, you know, your entrees, your center of your meal type foods, they do a great job too. You know, anything and everything we can do. You know, we have a wide array of things on that menu. Like my dad mentioned, the breaded pork chops, the meatloaf, the pastas, roast beef sandwiches, all sorts of stuff. So sub trays, you know, everyone loves to have that football party, but, you know, or loves to go to that football party, but sometimes you're the person hosting it and you don't get to watch the game at all. Well, let us take care of the food for you so you can enjoy your party a little bit.
That's a very good point. And, you know, we're in harvest season right now. Fall is always harvest time. And you know, you're seeing the apples getting picked now, falling out. You know, they're like coconuts in the South, mm-hmm. you know, apples all over the place. And the fall veggies and stuff like that. So these vegetables and fruits, you get a lot of this locally from our farmers.
Correct. We have somebody that we send to the auction every week in Genesee County.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell them what we're looking for, what we'd like to buy, what quantities we want. And they go out and they source a lot of product for us. And we get that delivered every Tuesday and Friday, I believe it is. And then we're talking about bins of acorn squash, bins of spaghetti squash, mashed potato squash, pumpkins, naturally for Halloween, we got pumpkins to beat the band. We get unique items like stackable pumpkins. They're kind of flat. They're there for
really
decor, and you know what, like you would use, referred to before as Indian corn. I don't know if I can say that. Corn stalks and things like that. We get all that kind of stuff.
Was there a good harvest this year? Was the summer and the spring good for the farmers that you know?
We've been getting a lot of great apples in. I mean, we got a wide variety of apples that are coming just from up north, up in the
apple country,
Niagara County, and all those places. Lockport. You know, great selection of apples, and you know, I think that we have probably the best price in town on those apples.
I mean, who doesn't love a cold, delicious, honey crisp apple, which are my favorite, or you know, Red Delicious or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So they're all shiny in your store, ready to go, and juicy as can be. I mean, that kind of makes fall, those kind of things.
It's maybe not the healthiest thing either, but you can make apple pies out of the Macintosh and the greening apples, and you know, I'm kind of partial to pies myself.
Well, you're not the only one, believe me. And that's another thing in your bakery department. Tell us, let's go into the bakery department. Let's talk about the pies, and let's talk about the Scratch Bakery.
Like, yeah, we make a lot of the Scratch Bakery. I mean, our famous Polish style rye breads. We have two varieties. We have the regular Polish style rye, and we have a sourdough rye bread that's actually made from a we make the starter to start the fermenting process. Our almond rings are second to none.
Mm-hmm.
Our cheesecakes, you know, you got to try one of our cheesecakes. If you haven't tried our cheesecake, you have not had a cheesecake. They're Polish style. We have them with or without the sour cream topping. We put fruit on top of some of them. We make fresh strudels, you know, with the puff pastry and the fillings. And
jeez.
And we have, believe it or not, one of our biggest items is pastry hearts. Gives you that old-fashioned flavor of going down to the corner bakery, and I can't believe how many pastry hearts we sell. We sell hundreds of them a day.
That's good. And when you're talking Scratch, you're talking people doing this right in the store. The ingredients are fresh. What time do your bakers get in?
They start anywhere between 8 and 10 p.m., depending on what their duties are.
And they're all
they
start all
the
night?
Donuts. Yeah, they work through the night.
Yeah.
And just if I can, you know, selfishly, if there's any bakers out there that are looking for work, working in a great place, family friendly or whatever, stop into the market in the square. We have opportunities for a lot of bakers in our two stores here.
And that's probably not, I mean, the way I see things, there's probably openings in a lot of departments.
Yes. Yes.
We're so, and I all the time. I can attest to the owners of Market in the Square. And you're good people. You simply are. You're great Buffalo people, great local people, and just great human beings. And the staff is the same way, very helpful. You don't wait in lines or can't find somebody. These people are all like concierge to help you get what you need at the market in the square. You actually have a pharmacy, too, at one of the locations, I know, right?
Right. We have a pharmacy at our location in the Southgate Plaza, Union Road, Southgate Plaza. It's Chris Todaro. She's the pharmacist there, and they have a good crew there. You know, anybody that wants to transfer a prescription over there, they can help you out with that. They offer, I believe, free delivery.
Some that within a radius.
Within a certain radius.
Top of my head, I don't know.
Yeah, but they do a great job, and their customer service is second to none.
It is second to none. And like I said, if you can go there, if you want a meal for tonight or tomorrow night, or you want to buy a couple meals and freeze them for the week, that's a way to do it. I mean, you know, go to the market in the square and get one of these prepared meals. Real quick, do people come in the morning for donuts and coffee?
We have a loyal following that comes in. The cafe is probably as full in the morning as it might be for a fish fry at lunchtime on Fridays, because
really?
Retired people come in. How can you go wrong for a donut and a coffee or for a buck and a half?
You can't. You can.
We probably have, I would estimate we have between 15 and 20 regulars that come in every day.
Yeah, you know, there's all these donut places, you know, I think they're the Taj Mahal of donuts, but your donuts are great, made from scratch, made right there. I mean, if you haven't had a Market in the Square donut, you got to do that in the morning.
Right. I won't mention the name, but we've been told that our donuts are better than theirs.
Okay. Well, there's several of those names, but I think I know what you're talking about. So Nick and Brian from The Market in the Square, go visit them. Go Bills. You know, get stuff for your football parties. North Tonawanda and West Seneca. Go on the website to themarketinthesquare.com. It's always good to have you. Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.